For truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're so determined to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God for his keeping power. Here it is, the 28th day of May. In the next few days, guess what? You got it. May will be gone. But we praise God for how he's continued to bless us and how he looks beyond our faults and get right to our needs. Aren't you excited that God is so concerned about us that he's willing to meet us even at the point of our needs? You know, oftentimes we struggle and we try to make sense of various issues and various things that we go through, and we fail to understand that many times the things that we are faced with, the things that we try to overcome, the things that we don't completely understand, all of a part of God shaping, molding, and making us into who he would have us to be. Because he's put something on the inside of us, believe it or not, that will help us to sustain the various challenges that we face on a regular basis. For the word says, greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And so as we often say, no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. We have so many things coming at us in the natural till it is designed by the enemy to take our minds off of what God is trying to do in the spirit realm. And so I want to encourage somebody, even before we get into this little thought today, that you can do it, you can make it, you can overcome. There's a winner inside of you. There's an eagle waiting to come forth. And God has put something, he's built something on the inside of you that would allow you to see it through. You built for this. Yeah, that's powerful, isn't it? And so we're encouraged today, and we hope and pray that each of you have had a great weekend. Some, for some, an extended weekend, Memorial Day yesterday, of course, and the weekend started early for many. And we hope that everyone had safe travels and got a little bit of rest in and relaxation and spent some time not only around the grill, but spend some time with family and friends. And so we're encouraged today as God has given us yet another opportunity. Let me give you the playback number for those of you. We have several mediums that we're on. The playback number for today's inspirational moment is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful for each of you who continue to support this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we have people from across the country, not just here locally in the Mid-South, who tune in. And so we're certainly grateful for the support and the participation. You know, this is going to be a busy week for us around ATOP as we are getting ready to lay Mother Elizabeth Hughes to rest on Thursday at 11 a.m. at ATOP 3939 Riverdale Road. So we want to encourage particularly our members to make sure that you are part if you are able to come and just witness her home going and encourage the family even as they continue to go through so many bereavements, so many concerns, so many challenges. But we know a God who's well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. The psalmist would declare that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. So look to the hills from whence cometh your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. And so just for a few minutes here today, I want to just challenge you around this little devotional that I share with you oftentimes. It's entitled Date with Destiny. Bishop Joseph W. Walker III, who's the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel International Church, he has a devotional that I read oftentimes and to use it as a platform for a little kickstart, if you will, for my time of devotion. But here's one that he talks about in terms of the fruit of the Spirit. It's coming from Galatians, the fifth chapter, and verses 22 through 23. King James Version reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let me read that again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I tell you, you know, we talked and we preached a little bit, I guess it was last year, about how you need to have a winning attitude and how to develop a winning mentality in terms of all of the things that we face on a regular basis. This really passage really encourages us as believers to live on the high ground. Yeah, to live above and not beneath, to stand tall in the face of adversity. And the fruit of the Spirit is evident in the way we live our lives. Our behavior oftentimes, as I say, ought to match our belief. If you believe that God can do what he said he can do, if you are living your life in such a way that you want to see the fruit of the Spirit, the evidence of the Spirit in your life, then there are some things you have to do. There are some things you have to do, and there are some things that you have to let go of in order for you to see ever. A tree is known by what? That's right, the fruit that it bears. And so there are some things that ought to be evident in your life and your behavior, or ought to match your belief if you're trying to live according to what God requires of us. Obedience brings the reward, and many times we want to wait until we fall into a hole, till our backs are up against the wall, before we start trying to live in such a way that we should have been living consistently all along. Because we're going to have some trials, we're going to have some tribulations, there are going to be difficulties, there are going to be things that we don't completely understand. But as I said earlier, all of that, I believe, is a part of what God uses to make us who we are today. Many are the afflictions, you know, count it all joy. Don't be dismayed. God will take care of you. So when we walk in the fruit of the Spirit, we make a conscious decision to respond to our circumstances differently. When we are operating in the things of God and we're doing what God would require of us to do, we just look at stuff differently. We don't let things just disrupt our day or turn us in a different direction. We may have just finished talking with God in our discipline of prayer, and then you are faced with an obstacle that, had you not been in constant communication with God, your response may have been different. But no, we respond differently to our circumstances. We choose to be in control of our emotions. And that's not to say that your emotions sometimes won't put you in a position where you sometimes slip and lose sight of that. But we need to, if we're living by the Spirit, then we need to walk in the Spirit, and our lives need to be Spirit-led. Wow. And so the fruit of the Spirit manifests itself in the lives of people who live by the Spirit. Isn't that powerful? The flesh will always be confrontational. You know, whenever you are trying to do what's right, whenever you're trying to please God, whenever you're trying to be obedient and do the things that God requires of you to do, you'll find the flesh just getting upset and angry, because it's always going to be confrontational. The flesh will always demand revenge. The Spirit will always seek the higher moral ground. So we have to live on high ground. We have to seek those things which are above, and we have to just develop a winning attitude in life and say, I'm going to see this through. I'm going to overcome this by the power of the Spirit. I'm not going to let the enemy put me in a place of where I'm no longer trying to pursue the destiny that God has on my life. I understand clearly that God has given me a destiny that I must fulfill, and that legacy is attached to that which God has placed on my life, and that I'm built for this. I'm more than a conqueror. Greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. That's the kind of attitude that we need to really develop, and that's the kind of mentality that we need to have even as we go forward. Somebody, no doubt, even on the call today, you're having some challenges. You've really been praying all this week and trying to seek God's face and looking for a direction. I want to encourage you to continue to think on those things which are above and not settle for that which the enemy is trying to convince you that you can have revenge over a situation. But no, seek the high ground. Somebody say, seek the high ground. And so I just want to encourage you, this little inspiration, to just write some things down that really kind of get on your nerve or your reserve nerve, and think about how these things affect you and those around you. Just jot them down. There's some triggers there. And take authority over all of that, and allow that to be a part of your discipline of prayer. Lady Kim did an excellent job in terms of giving us some handles and giving us some principles in terms of prayer. We're going to be talking, preaching, and teaching more about prayer for the next couple of weeks, and you'll hear more sermons around that. But think about those things that affect you and those around you. Allow that to be motivation and drive for you, and submit that to God. And don't be a prisoner of your emotions. You got to speak to that situation. You have to call those things that be not as though they already are. Live by God's word and walk in faith and decree and declare that you're a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. And don't allow the enemy to exploit the moment and cause you to misrepresent the kingdom. Wow. So many times we misrepresent who we are and who God has called us to be. But we got to recognize that your witness is on the line. Isn't that something? Your reputation is at stake. And so there are going to be trials. Yes, there are going to be tribulations. There are going to be situations where the enemy is going to try to frustrate you. The thief cometh not but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But God says, Jesus says, here it is. I have come that you might have life and have it more. Somebody shout more, more abundantly. And so it's not what people say about you or what happens to you that makes you who you are. But greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So take the high ground. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. For all of our help comes from the Lord. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I tell you, it will be manifest in your life when you submit yourself to God and ask God to have complete control. That's the thought for today. That's Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 22 through 23. Of course, as we've already mentioned, there are so many needs and so many concerns, but we know God as a healer and a deliverer. And God loves us so much. Look, listen to this. He loves you so much that he'll never let you off. He'll never let you go. And he loves you too much to leave you where you are. God's coming to see about you. He's already present, and help is on the way. Let's pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for continuing to sustain us, even in spite of ourselves. We're grateful for you including us in your plan for this day. We pray to the Lord that this word in Galatians, the 5th chapter, 22 to 23, will speak to someone even as they are struggling and trying to make sense of things that they see in the natural. Help us, oh God, not to be confused, but know that you have everything under control. And so we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will remind us even today that you place something on the inside of us to help us see it through. So we lift up those who are bereaved today, and we pray a special prayer for even my family today as we're yet trying to make sense and put things together in the death of Anthony Hanley. And then we lift up the Hughes family, the Meriwether family, all of the family and friends who yet know them and love them. And so encourage us and give us strength where we're weak, and help us to maintain that which you have given us and placed on the inside of us. Allow our lives to be living examples of who you are in our lives. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray, and the people of God said, amen. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. Look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And in the midst of everything that you see in the natural, know that God is yet at work in the spirit realm. Don't forget, keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God's going to do something special, and you need to be alert in terms of what how he would have you to be used in that situation. All right, so until next time, be encouraged.